Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. They are not widely played on U.S. or Mexican commercial radio. They are often not the headlining band on tour. But still, the Mexican electronic rock quintet Kinky has earned a large and devoted following with their freewheeling and energetic live performances. They're currently wrapping up their latest U.S. tour in support of their fourth studio album, Barracuda, and they're here with us now in NPR Studio 4A, along with a big crowd from NPR to listen in. Band leader Gilberto Cerezo will introduce the members of Kinky, and he's going to choose the first song for us. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. We have Carlos Chaires at the guitar, Omar Góngora at the drums and percussion, Ulises Lozano at the keyboard and accordion, and on my back is César Pliego on the bajo eléctrico.
And what are you going to play to start us off?
We're going to start with the song Hasta Quemarnos. It's the first track from the new album.
Okay.
And it goes like this.
Hasta Quemarnos from Kinky. Thank you. Gil Cerezo joins me now to talk about the band and their music. It's probably been so long that you probably don't remember this, but how did you all get together to begin with?
We began in the local scene in Monterrey, Mexico. There was an underground scene in the early 90s. Then it developed in something more in the middle of the 90s. Bands start to grow and to just explode to all the country and then to some places in Latin America. I think it's just like the common story, no? Like we all friends and start to play and suddenly became something bigger and here we are.
The new album has a lot of layers. It's got the synthesizers, some reverb. It's got a lot of sort of sounds all thrown in together. Is that how you hear it? Do you hear it layered or do you hear it kind of one step at a time?
In this particular album, we tried to write the song from the core, no? We used to be more focused on the groove and the sound itself. and that was used to shape the songs, no? And in this album, we did it on the reverse, no? Like, we start from composing the song and later on make the layers. And in this particular album, there was this producer, also composer, Moni Marc, who is the keyboard guy for the Beastie Boys. And he approaches this other side of songwriting, and he kind of opened this window for us. And we tried, you know, we experimented and we tried to write in different ways. But it seems like now the songs have more soul, more content.
Well, I was going to ask you, was it fun or were you irritated that he was pushing you out of your comfort zone?
No. He was like really, I think our writing process is like really playful, no? We develop ideas, and if we don't laugh about it and we don't have fun, we just throw it away. So he was just like another kid on the playground, and sometimes he threw ideas, sometimes he was just listening, and he was like part of the whole.
Speaking of comfort zone, in the past, language has been a barrier for many Spanish-speaking artists here in the U.S. That's changing, but mainly because there's a bigger Spanish-speaking audience. But you've always had a crossover audience, if you don't mind me saying it that way. Well, why do you think that is?
Well, mainly I think for the upbeat and kind of party music, no, that we play. We love to play live, no? It's like, I think the band shapes itself by playing and performing over and over. And we just love to do it, and we do it like really energetic and really playful to watch, no? So the people, even if it's the first time that they see to us, I mean, we've been in festivals. Last year we went to Australia and London and places that the people doesn't know about our music. And the first impression that they get from us is that, no? Something to have fun with, and the music speaks by itself, no? So sometimes we write in English when we are inspired by something, or when we work with somebody who speaks English and he wants to be part of the idea. And sometimes we write in Spanish when, you know, our natural language, and most of the ideas come from an idea in Spanish. So we do both, no?
One of the songs that always gets people moving is Más. It's from your self-titled debut album in 2002. Mm-hmm. It's one of your biggest hits. Can you tell us about it? And if do you mind playing for us?
We'd love to hear it. Yeah, it's a song that we developed in Ulises' basement a long time ago.
And long time ago. Did you hear that? 2002. I'm sorry. It's yesterday to me. I'm sorry. But I digress.
Go ahead. It's a fun song. Like, we started, again, like a jamming session. And to be honest, we didn't mind anything by the phrase "vamos queriendo más y más," but it seems like a powerful statement, no? Like, everybody's always unsatisfied and wanted more, and combined, no, with a little bit of the Latin flavor and the energetic rock and roll, it seems to be really powerful.
Can we hear it?
Of course.
And then.
So real.
It is real.
It is real.
Vamos queriendo más y más, vamos queriendo más y más, más y más.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're listening to the band Kinky perform live here in NPR Studio 4A. And we're speaking with lead singer Gil Cerezo. You know what's funny? Is a lot of people will have heard your music because they'll have heard it on TV shows like 90210 and Gossip Girl. Not that we watch any of those because we only watch PBS here. You know,
That's how we make our living.
But, you know, music supervisors are very fond of your music, but you still had trouble getting radio play in both the U.S. and Mexico on a lot of the commercial stations. Why do you think that is?
I think the music supervisors have like a more wide open ear, no? And sometimes radio stations are like more focused on programming what they said to be programmed or just like politics, no?
Viola.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I think music supervisors look at us in a more artistic way and they develop or they suggest our music because it fits with the images or because it's like well done. I don't know.
It's a hotness. You know, it sort of fits a moment. But I wanted to ask about that because we've talked to the members of other cross-border bands and people who have a following on both sides of the border. Like, for example, a couple of weeks ago we spoke to folks from Nortec Collective were nominated for a Grammy this year, and they've incorporated a lot of what's going on in the news in their music. A lot of like the violence, for example, that's going on in Tijuana has kind of made its way into their music. And I wonder, is the news, is what's going on part of your sound or not?
Yeah, always. It's always a part of what we, I mean, you are always exposed to the matters of your country, of your people, or of yourself, no? And we are in difficult times now in Mexico, so it's all expressed as well on our music and a little bit in our lyrics. We do it from a really personal point of view always, no?
And how would we feel it, though? How would we hear it? Is it in the feeling in the music? Is it in the edge? How do you think that we
experience it? Yeah, sometimes we do it like more lyrically. And for example, we have this song, it's called Presidente. We wrote it back when Vicente Fox, yeah, the first president to be out of the political party that dominant for the last 70 years, no? So it was kind of a confusion, no, in the air. So we write a really particular point of view of that. But in this album, it's a little bit more introspective, no? A little bit more with personal experiences and personal points of view as well. We used to be more about just happiness, and in this one, we go to the dark side as well. That's how we named the album Barracuda as well, because it's like a mysterious kind of back in the shadow fish, you know? So, in this one, we go in the ups and downs of the roller coaster.
Do people respond to you differently on either side of the border, or are the audiences the same? You know, have you ever gone to an international film where there's a mixed audience and like half the house is laughing at one thing and half the house is laughing at something else? Is it like that for you when you play in Mexico or you play in the U.S.? Do people respond to the same things or different things?
Yeah, no, it is different. I think Latin people is a little bit more explosive. And here in the States, the front of the crowd is packed with the people that's more explosive. And in the back, you can see like more Anglo people like dancing in their own way, but
I'm afraid to ask where my people are in this, but I won't.
But it's definitely an interesting show to see for us, no? When we are here in Mexico and in other parts of Latin America, it's all the same and all the people explode at the same time. But it's exactly like that, no? Like if we make a joke, somebody's gonna laugh and somebody not. So.
And I understand that most of you are actually based in L.A. now.
Yes.
And that you even penned the theme song for the L.A. Galaxy, the soccer team. Now, I'm sorry, I have to put you on the spot.
No, that was a really exciting thing for us.
No. World Cup 2010. who are we rooting for here? Put your cards out. Mexico or the U.S.? What's happening?
Well, always Mexico, no? It's in our blood. Football. But we will be celebrating if the States win as well.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Introduce the band members one more time for me, if you would. Kinky.
At the guitar, Carlos Chaires. At the drums, Omar. Ulises at the keyboard. And Cesar Pliego Villarreal at the bass.
And I'm speaking with Gil Cerezo. So what song should we go out on?
We're going to end up the jam with this song that is called Fuego en la Fábrica.
And that is from Barracuda. We have been listening to Kinky here in Studio 4A, wrapping up their U.S. tour. Gil, thank you so much. And everybody, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
To hear the full versions of all the songs Kinky performed for us and to see a video of Kinky performing Those Girls, check out our website, the Tell Me More page at npr.org. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.